Well, I'm really excited to tell you that Rick Pilleri is here from Vermont. He is going to be performing at 11 o'clock, and it's the 100th anniversary of Woody Guthrie's birth this year, and he is going to be playing songs about traveling, especially hard traveling, as Woody Guthrie did, and he'll be playing Native American flute, banjo, and guitar. That's coming up just after 11 o'clock on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for tuning in. You can learn more about what we do at slbradio.org. I've got seven people here with me right now, and one of them is named Miles. Hi, Miles.
Hi.
And how old are you?
I'm nine.
And you, as the other kids here, go to Environmental Charter School at Frick Park. And can you tell me a little bit about yourself, what you like to do, and what some of the things you're interested in are?
I like to play soccer and write
and
in my free time.
When did you develop interest in writing?
One day I just picked up a pencil and had a piece of paper, so I just started writing stuff down.
And you found
And I found a love for writing.
That's terrific. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hello to my mom and dad and my grandma.
Well, that's terrific. What do you like so much about writing? Is it does it make you feel a particular way, or change the way you feel about things?
It's fun, and it calms me down sometimes.
That's nice. Very good. Well, we're going to hear a piece that you wrote in just a little bit. But first, we're going to say hello to Cheyenne. We're going to see if I get everybody's name right as we go through. Hi, Cheyenne. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's nice to meet you. How old are you?
I am eight.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My mom, because she's not here right now.
And when did you discover that you liked writing so much?
I don't remember.
What do you like about it?
Because you gotta use your imagination and creativity.
Mm-hmm. That's good. It's nice to have things that require you to do that. And sometimes it's nice to have things that sort of don't require you to do that, too.
Yeah.
What do you like to do for fun?
Besides, write a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you like to read, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to read.
Have you read a book recently that you really liked?
Not really.
No, it's probably with school. Things get very busy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what you wrote, and we'll do that in just a minute. And sitting next to Cheyenne is Elena. Hello. Oh, no, it's Ellie. Sorry, I knew I would get one wrong. Hi, Ellie, and how are you today?
Good.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 8 and a half.
And you also are part of the INC Environmental Writers Program. What do you like about writing?
I like the words in writing.
And it's challenging sometimes to actually pick the exact words that you want, isn't it? It probably takes a little bit of patience to find out what you're looking to say.
Yeah.
Are there other things you like to do for fun?
I like to read. I like to draw.
What do you like to draw?
I like to draw animals.
Very good. Do you have a favorite kind of animal to draw?
Not really.
Yeah. I like elephants. That's one of my favorite animals, but I can't draw them very well. Nice to talk to you. And now we get to talk to Elena, finally, after I introduced her incorrectly. How are you today? And can you tell me how old you are and a little bit about some of the things you like to do for fun?
I'm 9 years old, and I like to read, write, and draw for fun.
And tell me that again. I'm sorry.
I like to read, write, and draw for fun.
I wanted to be sure we could hear you well. And Have you read anything recently that you really liked?
Harry Potter.
I haven't read a single Harry Potter book yet. I'm really missing out, and I should be because I understand they're really well written, but I haven't done that yet. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
My little brother, my dad, and my little sister.
Excellent. What are their names, your brother and your sister?
Katie and Jack.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned them this morning. And what we're going to do in just a moment, we're going to have Miles read something first, and then we'll sort of go right down and have everybody share something. But before we do that, I just want to introduce you to some of the adults that are behind the program. They all are part of Chatham University. And we have Jessica Server, Lindsay Sherloom, and Ian Riggins with us. And I'm just going to ask if you could mention some things that we ought to know about the program. And everybody's looking at each other, who's going to speak first? And we're going to turn to Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about the whole program. It's called Earth, Inc.
Yeah, so we're all Masters of Fine Arts students in creative writing at Chatham University, and Chatham's program focuses on nature and environmental writing and travel, and we wanted to get out in the community and share some of what we were learning with some great kids, and the Environmental Charter School just felt like a really good fit.
Well, that's great. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Chicago.
And you came to Chatham after getting your undergraduate degree?
Yes, at Boston University.
Well, excellent. How do you like Pittsburgh so far?
I love Pittsburgh. It's great.
I'm glad. How long have you been here?
Just about a little under 2 years.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that. As long as you're on the radio, do you want to say hello to anybody?
Sure. To my mother and father, and to my best friend and roommate, Dee Gilson, if he's out there listening.
Of course he is. Hello, Dee. He's out there. I know he is. Thank you, Jessica. And let's say hello to Lindsay, who's here. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
So you're also a student. Are you also in grad school?
Yeah, I'm also studying creative writing at Chatham.
And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from outside of Washington, D.C., in Maryland.
And your undergraduate degree?
Was in New York at NYU.
Okay. And here you are in Pittsburgh, hopefully liking it.
I love it also.
I see a big smile on your face. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Hello to my mother and father and sister.
It's good to say hello to people on the radio, I think, when it gets down to it. So tell me a little bit about how this program works. Are you with the kids once a week or a couple times?
Yeah, we've been doing it for 3 sessions now, and it started out that it was just once a week, but this last session we've done it twice a week after school for about an hour. And so we've done all kinds of exercises, poetry, and outdoor activities to inspire observations, things like that.
That's great. Well, Environmental Charter School has such a nice campus, a nice site to do things on. You can work outdoors or be right in the woods, which is really inspirational. Let's meet the last adult who's here this morning, also involved, and he is Ian Riggins. Hey, Ian.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. Now, you know the drill. We need to find out where you're from and all those things.
I am also from outside of Washington, D.C., though, Virginia originally, but I've been in Pittsburgh for about 8 years now, so.
Excellent. And I'm curious, can you run through an exercise, the kind of thing you might do with a group of kids?
Yeah, sure. Actually, on the first day, something we did that was a lot of fun was we sort of emulated William Carlos Williams' poem, This Is Just to Say, which is sort of a note, like a confessional note, apology sort of poem. And the kids wrote on post-it notes, these little poems about stuff that they may have done in nature that wasn't necessarily, you know, that they weren't so proud of.
Like, it's maybe littering or breaking off a branch from a tree.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that was a lot of fun. And then we hid them around the school so that people would find these notes in random places throughout the sessions.
I really like William Carlos Williams. He made my eyes light up when you said that.
I saw that.
Yeah. I haven't read any of his work for a long time, and I may just do that. I haven't thought about him in a long time. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my family, my girlfriend Amanda, and my cat Philo, if he's listening.
Hi, Philo. PH or F?
PH.
PH, like Philo dough. Actually, Philo has a meaning, and I can't remember.
Yeah, I didn't actually name him. But it's
okay.
The appropriate
he came with
name
the name.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're just joining us, all of the folks you hear today are involved with Environmental Charter Schools Earth Inc. program. It's Imagine Environmental Charter School at Frick Park. We've had the pleasure of working there too with our radio club. Were any of you in radio club last year? That was an after-school program. I think the kids we worked with were a little older than you guys, but maybe someday we'll get a chance to do that together. So Miles is going to share something first. And Miles, you have, I think, a narrative, some prose, or is it a poem that you're sharing?
It's like a leaf talking to himself and like spreading his word out to the world.
Excellent. Well, whenever you're ready, go right ahead.
Hi, I'm a leaf. I'm here to talk about photosynthesis. Leaves are taking in sunlight and turning it into sugar. And boy, is it good that the tree and we eat. We have this thing called chlorophyll on us in the spring and summer. Then in the fall, the chlorophyll falls off and we turn our real color. Inside the chlorophyll, there are pores that the sunlight goes in, and sometimes something magical happens. Don't ask me, I don't know, I just do it. Then it comes out as sugar and we eat it.
That's very good. Excellent. Did you have a special inspiration when you wrote that?
Well, we were outside and it was fall, so I looked at a leaf and I remembered how I learned about that leaves in the fall, their chlorophyll that makes food for them comes off and they turn their real color.
So isn't that neat? You get to really sharpen writing skills and what people call literacy all the time. And you still get to work with science too and combine those things. You don't have to keep them separate. Which is really cool. That was great. Let's hear what Cheyenne has to offer. And Cheyenne, it's thank you. Elena, that's Ellie, that's perfect. I'm going to get it right. Cheyenne, tell me what you're going to read. Is it a poem?
Yes, it is a poem.
And what's it called?
It is called Florida.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, there's a lot of beaches and a lot of oranges. There is a lot of sandcastles. I hope there won't be any tides. I feel good when I am in Florida. I feel like it would be magical. Could it be magical? I feel like I would be in joy when I am in the world of Disney. The roller coasters are not scary, so that makes me happy. Florida is so sandy and so sunny. Oh, Florida is so happy.
That's good. That sounds like that could be a state song or an anthem for Florida. Did you write that when you were in Florida?
No, but my inspiration was because I like the world of Disney, so that's why I just decided to write this.
What do you like most about Disney?
I don't know.
Mostly everything. Well, that was really well done. Very good. Now we're going to turn the microphone over so that we can actually hear from Ellie. I got it. Ellie, it's nice to have you here. Now, you have a poem too. And what's your poem called?
Under My Bed.
Under Your Bed. Let me be sure I've got your microphone on. I do. See, it's called Under My Bed?
Yeah.
Here's Ellie.
Under my bed, I am alone in the dark. Under my bed, bins filled with clothes sing. The silence is a dark one, and when I think of a new world of candy. My body feels released to silence. I wish that my home were like this. I will snuggle in a stuffed animal and believe in a talking animal. I may stay here for a minute or so, then let my thoughts fly. I get out from under my bed. I will see my thoughts next time.
That's really beautiful. What inspired you to write that?
Well, we were writing about our favorite place, and I didn't really have a favorite place, so I just wrote about a place that I don't think about that much.
Have you ever been under your bed?
Lots of times.
I used to go under a chair all the time when I was little, and I can remember that what I would do, I'm not suggesting you do this, is it was a small chair, sort of like a padded chair, and I could turn it upside down, and it made like a little triangle, and I would hide under there all the time. And sometimes I would pretend I was a cat. Did you ever pretend you're somebody else?
Sometimes I pretend that I'm an animal when I play with my friends.
I liked the talking animals too. It'd be neat if animals could talk. Our final writer this morning is Elena. And what are you going to read?
Ode to Snow.
Ode to Snow, whenever you're ready.
I love the way the snow falls like little white berries dancing in the air. Falling to the ground where they lay sleeping. Sleeping like beautiful white fairies. I wet my cheeks so lovingly and caring like nothing matters except themselves. They are born above the clouds and are raised there until they can fly and dance in the air. They want to adventure more, so they go from their home in the clouds. They fall to me and you, they dab us on the cheek. Give us little kisses as they fall, wondering if we will ever notice. They giggle as they fall and fold around, cold and rain misted children who fall long before they can say goodbye.
Well, that was beautiful. It's hard to write an ode like that. What made you interested in writing that? What was your inspiration?
Well, we were writing poems on one of the only snowy days in winter, and I just saw the snow and I thought how it felt and how it fell.
Very good. Well, I liked that very much. Now, Miles, you had another piece that you wanted to read. Would you like to read another one?
Yeah. Our group made this thing.
And I should mention, Kamari is part of your group and couldn't be here today. It's Kamari.
Kamari.
And we'll say hello to her. We're sorry that she couldn't make it, but maybe you guys can come back sometime and she would be welcome. So this is a piece you wrote as a group. Writing as a group is not easy.
Yeah.
Did you have any challenges when you did this?
Sometimes it's hard to like come up with things that we all wanted. There were a lot of errors that we had to fix.
Are there a lot of discussions?
There were some discussions.
Yeah. It's hard to work as a team, but you know what? It's really good to get practice doing that. Not only when you're younger, but even all throughout life, because there's so many times you have to work as a team. And it's good to get some practice doing it. So this looks like it's a narrative or is it a story?
It's a story.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, go right ahead. And you know what? Let's have you just for a moment lean up a little bit closer so we can be sure to hear you. And this is Miles, who's 9 years of age.
This story is called Becoming a Pirate. Today, Joe is turning 17, an important birthday in the life of a ghost pirate. Her father has told her that something big happens today, but she doesn't know what it will be. She wakes up and brushes her hair, puts on her boots, and says good morning to Crackers. Happy birthday, Crackers, reminds her. Upon the Up on deck, her family waits with streamers, balloons, and cake. Soon, everyone is busy playing games, having fun, and enjoying ice cream. But Joe starts to get nervous about the big thing. Finally, her father clanks his glass to get everyone's attention. This is the big announcement. Joe, now that you're 17, you'll be our captain. Joe is shocked, stunned, happy, and scared. Her family is great, and she likes the boat, but she doesn't want to be captain. She just wants to be a kid. After the big announcement, everyone cheers and goes back to the party, but Joe slips away in a life raft with her trusty parrot Crackers. They are going to run away. Tugging at ropes, Joe lowers the dinghy into the ocean. Crackers asks, where are we going? I'm not sure, Joe says. Maybe pirate wood? Squawk, sounds good to me. So they set sail for pirate wood, the biggest theme park and the biggest basketball court in all the ocean. Joe will be able to play basketball forever, forgetting the boredom and of the endless combat training on the deck of her family's ship. But it would not be that easy. Joe and Crackers sail for hours until they realize they are getting wet. There's a hole in the boat, and it's filling with water. Oh no, Joe shouts, with nothing on the horizon but her small boat in the middle of an empty ocean. Joe is scared. She starts to cry.
Wait, that's really well written. One of the things that's nice about that is you can sort of picture everybody in the story, and everybody sees it a little bit differently when they read it, which is one of the things I like about radio so much. Did anybody mean to say something that they forgot to say? Yes, Miles.
I also want to say hello to my sister and my great grandma, who also might be listening.
Well, I hope she is. What's your sister's name?
Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. And did anybody else? Yes, it's Elena. It would help if I turned your microphone on, huh? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'd also like to say hello to my grandmas and grandpas.
Good idea. And Cheyenne.
I also have to say hi to my dad.
That's a good thing to do. And he just said hi back. I saw him wave back there. And Ellie, did you have anything that you meant to say that you'd like to say? Thank you for getting my name right most of the time.
I'd like to say hi to my friend Mara, who might be listening. She goes to the same school as me, and she lives really close. I will be seeing her later this day for my dance performance.
Oh, you've got a big day of performing today. Wow. You're going to be tired by the end of the day, baby.
Yeah.
Must be excited. Well, thanks to all four of you for coming, and also to Jessica, Lindsay, and to Ian. Either of you have any other remarks you wanted to make? What?
No, we're just really proud of them. They did really great work.
Yeah, you sure did, and I hope you'll come back sometime. We'd love to have you. Our thanks to Miles, Cheyenne, Elena, and Ellie. From the Frick Environmental Charter School's Earth, Inc. Nature Writers Program in collaboration with Chatham University.